News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the latest news on WSAU.com. The government shutdown is about over. In fact, the vote in the Senate was a little over an hour ago, and in the Wisconsin delegation to the Senate, 1-4-1 against. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin offered praise for this compromise that ends the shutdown and raises the debt ceiling.
That puts us on a path to having negotiations over a budget and bringing us back to an orderly way of getting the people's business done.
Senator Ron Johnson does not agree. In fact, he said the deal ending this shutdown raises the debt ceiling, just kicks the can down the road for solving the fiscal issues that led to the stalemate in the first place. Johnson voted against the measure. Before the Senate started to vote, Senator Ted Cruz spoke to the Senate.
The answers are not going to come from Washington. Washington is broken. But the answers are going to come from the American people. And so, Mr. President, I am today encouraged. I am encouraged by the millions of Americans who want to get back to our free market principles, get back to the Constitution, and stop this train wreck of a law that is the biggest job killer in this country.
Once the Senate finished, it was off to the House of Representatives, and that is when President Obama said he supports it.
Once this agreement arrives on my desk, I will sign it immediately. We'll begin reopening our government immediately. And we can begin to lift this cloud of uncertainty and unease from our businesses and from the American people.
House of Representatives voting in the affirmative. It looks like it's a done deal there as well. But it's not getting full support. In fact, the Democrats all voting for it, but the Republicans are split. There's 87 voting for it, about 143 against it at this point, which still gives this measure the passage that it needs to go to the president's desk. Sean Duffy from the 7th District in Wisconsin did not vote for it. He said that raising the debt ceiling does not solve the fundamental problem that our federal government spends more money than it takes in. That is why I condition my vote to raise the debt ceiling on the inclusion of reforms to address our spending, specifically our ballooning entitlement spending, including the latest entitlement, Obamacare. That's the responsible, common sense thing to do. Since the bill being voted on tonight does none of these things, I cannot support it, end quote. Well, if you love cats, you might want to up your donations to the Marathon County Humane Society. That's because Marathon County is not going to help pay for stray cats anymore. The county board voted unanimously yesterday to have the County Humane Society stop covering the cost of cat care. Starting in January, the county shelter will only accept stray cats that bite people or have to be quarantined. Cities, villages, and towns will have to pay the rest. Right now, the Wausau shelter holds around 1,000 cats a year. Marathon County is the largest land area, and it will still budget $70,000 for stray dogs. The county's contract with the Humane Society expires after this year. The new deal cuts the county's previous funding of $132,000 in half, and municipalities will have to apply for that money if they need help covering their own costs. State Department of Transportation officials are teaming up with Portage County Highway Commissioners to take care of a little salt problem in the wintertime. The problem isn't having the salt, it's having it where you need it. Crews will start construction of a new salt shed. This will be near Junction City at Highway 10 and 34 North, near the tank farm. Earth Inc. is going to be the contractor for this $574,000 project. Having a salt shed in that part of Portage County will keep the trucks from going all the way back to Plover for a refill, and that allows them to finish road plowing and salting in that part of the county much faster. The Storm Track 9 forecast from Tony Schumacher. Frosty later tonight, down to 32. Increasing clouds, a few light showers in the Northwoods Thursday, high 54. I'm Larry Lee on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU.